goedenacht. Wederom tijd voor een uitzending van Gospel Radio, vanaf nu tot 1 uur. En de uitzending zal worden geopend door zuster Emma vanuit Amsterdam-Oost. Na zuster Emma een aflevering van GGF Ministry, het woord van God in het Engels door Pastor Samuel Lee. En om 1 uur nemen wij afscheid van u. Stefania Radio wens u een hele fijne gezegende luistertijd toe. Naar Amsterdam Oost. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom. Ik geef u de microfoon en wens u heel veel zegen toe. Gaat u gaan.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus. Die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op aarde. Luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Sefania, waar onze Heere Jezus Christus centraal staat. En luisteraars, we gaan de Heere danken, loven en prijzen. Danken voor wat Hij voor ons doet. Loven om zijn grote, machtige naam. En prijzen dat Hij waardig is te prijzen, te danken en te loven. Luisteraars, ik dank u als u meeleest of luistert. Luisteraars, we danken de Heer voor zijn goedheid en voor zijn genade. We danken de Heer voor zijn barmhartigheid. En dat Hij goede tieren is. Hij is machtig in woorden en in daden. Trouwe God en Heiland, we danken u voor uw grote liefde. We danken u voor uw liefde dat u aan ons bewezen hebt, Vader. We danken u dat u ons hebt geroepen van het duister naar het wonderbaar licht, mijn Heiland. We prijzen uw heilige naam, maar inmiddels danken wij u voor de bijstand van uw heilige geest, mijn God. Vader, u bent waardig te ontvangen alle eer, alle lof, Vader, en alle dank. Vader, we zijn zo blij, Vader, om u te danken, te loven en te prijzen. Vader, we danken u voor de bijstand van uw heilige geest, mijn Heiland. Vader, we prijzen u. Want u bent de wonderbare raadsman, de sterke God, de vredevorst bent u. U bent Emmanuel, God met ons. U bent onze hoge priester. U bent de koning der koningen en de heer der heerscharen. U bent de roos van Sharon, de lelie der dalen en de blinkende morgenster. Vader, we danken u dat u de helper bent, groot van kracht en steeds bereid, Vader. Vader, want wij zien wat voor oog is, maar u ziet het hart aan, mijn God. Wij danken u, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor uw goede tierenheid en uw barmhartigheid, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor alles. We danken u ook voor de kinderen, mijn Heiland. Voor alle kinderen die rondlopen waar ze ook zijn, Vader. Vader, wilt u ze zegenen en hun familieleden, Vader. We brengen ook, Vader, de vluchtelingen voor u, Vader. Vader, we brengen ook de zendelingen voor u, Vader. We brengen alle ziekenhuizen voor u, Vader. Wilt u hen genadig zijn? Wilt u aanraken daar in het ziekenhuis, Vader? Ook de doktoren, ook, Vader, de verpleegsters, heren. Wilt u ze zegenen? Wilt u ze kennis, meer kennis geven? En wijsheid, kennis van u en wijsheid van uw vader. Vader, we danken en we bidden u daarvoor. Vader, we bidden voor alle gospelradio's, ook die geen gospel zijn. Vader, vader, we roepen u, vader. Want we weten dat u altijd antwoordt op onze vragen. Vader, dank u wel. Dat wij alle gemeentes, alle voorgangers aan u mogen opdragen, vader. En we leggen ze voor u neer, vader. Vader, wilt u zijn met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene en uw gezin? En wilt u zijn met alle gezinnen, vader? We danken u daarvoor. Vader, dank u wel, mijn heiland. We prijzen uw naam. En we danken u dat u onze heelmeester bent. Vader, dat u alle zieken gaat aanraken, vader. Vader, we zijn blij met u. We loven u, we prijzen u, vader. En we bidden u kennis van uw kennis, vader. En wijsheid van uw vader. Vader, dank u wel dat u voorgaat in uw woord die gelezen zal worden, vader. En we danken u, vader, daarvoor dat wij dat gevraagd hebben aan u, vader. En we weten dat u het doet, vader. We zegenen u vanuit uw heiligdom, mijn heiland. En we dragen alles aan u op, vader. De hele wereld, vader, is in rep en roer, vader. Maar u weet alles, vader, want u alleen kan alles, alles, vader. Niemand is er buiten u, vader. En over u, vader. U kan alles, vader. Ja, lieve luisteraars, dan gaan we naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En ik zal dat aankondigen. En dan gaan we naar onze ochtendtekst. Onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit... Pardon. We gaan lezen uit onze ochtendtekst. Onze ochtendtekst komt uit Samuel hoofdstuk 12 en 15. Samuel hoofdstuk 12 en 15. Ja, lieve luisteraars, de Heer is groot, hij is machtig, hij is almachtig. Hij is goedertieren, zijn naam is wonderbaar, zijn naam is raadsman. Sterke God, vredevorst. Ja, we gaan lezen, luisteraars, uit het tweede boek van Samuel. Maar we gaan eerst naar onze Bijbellees, naar onze ochtendtekst. En onze ochtendtekst zegt, wanneer u niet naar de stem van de Heer luistert en het bevel van de Heer ongehoorzaam bent, dan zal de hand van de Heer tegen u zijn, zoals tegen uw vaderen. 1 Samuel 12, vers 15. Paulus schreef, ik zou graag zien dat u de wijsheid hebt om het goede te doen en dat u stand houdt tegen het kwaad. Romeinen, hoofdstuk 16, vers 19. Laat hem besturen waken. Het is wijsheid wat hij doet. Zo zal hij alles maken dat ge u verwonderen moet. Als hij, die alle macht heeft, met wonderbaar beleid geheel het werk volbracht heeft, waarom gij thans nog schreeuwt? Dat was onze ochtendtekst, gehaald uit het boek, het daktekstenboek van EBG. Dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En luisteraars, het Bijbelleesplan komt, ik herhaal het weer, het tweede boek van Samuel. En het gaat over David ontvang de tijding van Sauls dood. Na de dood van Saul, toen David teruggekeerd van het verslaan der Amalekieten, twee dagen in Ziklag vertoefd had, kwam er op de derde dag een man uit het leger bij Saul vandaan, met gescheurde klederen en aarde op zijn hoofd. Toen hij bij David kwam, wierp hij zich ter aarde en boog zich neer. En David vroeg hem, van waar komt gij? Hij zeide tot hem, ik ben ontkomen uit het leger van Israël. Daarop vroeg David hem, wat is er geschied? Vertel het mij. Hij antwoordde, het volk is gevlucht uit de strijd. Niet alleen zijn velen van het volk gevallen en omgekomen, maar ook Saul en zijn zoon Jonathan zijn dood. David zeide tot de jongeman die hem het bericht bracht, hoe weet gij dat Saul en zijn zoon Jonathan dood zijn? De jongeman die hem het bericht bracht zeide, ik bevond mij toevallig op het gebergte Gilboa. En zie, Saul leunde op zijn speer. Zie, de wagens en de ruiters drongen op hem aan. Toen wendde hij zich om en zag mij en riep mij. En ik zeide, hier ben ik. Daarop vroeg hij mij, wie zijt gij? Ik antwoordde, ik ben een Amalekiet. Toen zeide hij tot mij, treed op mij toe en dood mij, want een duizeling heeft mij bevangen. Maar mijn leven is nog geheel in mij. Toen trad ik op hem toe en doodde hem, want ik begreep dat hij, na eenmaal gevallen te zijn, toch niet in leven zou blijven. Daarop nam ik die diadeem die op zijn hoofd en de armband die op zijn arm was, en deze breng ik hier aan mijn heer. Toen greep David zijn klederen en scheurde ze, en alle mannen die bij hem waren evenzo, en zij weenden en vasten tot de avond over Saul, over zijn zoon Jonathan, over het volk des Heren en over het huis Israëls, omdat zij door het zwaard gevallen waren. En David nu vroeg de jongeman die hem het bericht had gebracht, van waar zijt gij? Hij antwoordde, ik ben de zoon van een vreemdeling, een Amalekiet. Daarom zeide David tot hem, hoe heb gij u niet ontzien uw hand uit te steken om de gezalfde des Heren om te brengen? Toen riep David een van zijn jonge mannen en gebood, treed nader, stoot hem neer. En deze sloeg hem, zodat hij stierf. En David zeide tot hem, uw bloed zij op uw hoofd, want uw eigen mond heeft tegen u getuigd, doordat hij gezegd hebt, ik heb de gezalfde des Heren gedood. David's klaagzang over Saul en Jonathan, vers 17. En David zong dit klaaglied over Saul en zijn zoon Jonathan. En hij gaf bevel de Judeërs dit lied van de boog te leren. Zie, het is geschreven in het boek des oprechten. En hij zei, het sieraad, o Israël, op uw hoogten ligt het verslagen. Hoe zijn de helden gevallen? Verkondig het niet te Gat, boodschap het niet op de straten van Askelon, opdat de dokters der Filistijnen zich niet verheugen, opdat de dokters der onbesnedenen niet jubelen. Bergen van Gilboa, nog dauw, nog regen, zij op u, gij velden der heffingen, want daar is weggeworpen het schild der helden, het schild van Saul, niet met olie bestreken. Zonder het bloed der verslagenen en het vet der helden keerde de boog van Jonathan nimmer terug en leden kwam het zwaard van Saul niet weder. Saul en Jonathan, de beminden en lieflijken, waren in leven en sterven niet gescheiden. Zij waren sneller dan arenden, sterker dan leeuwen. Dokters van Israël, weent over Saul, die uw weerdere kleed in scharlaken, die gouden sieraden hekte aan uw klederen. Hoe zijn de helden gevallen, te midden van de strijd? Jonathan ligt verslagen op de hoogten. Het is mij bang om mijn broeder Jonathan. Gij waart mij zeer lief. Uw lief was mij wonderlijker dan liefde van vrouwen. Hoe zijn de helden gevallen, de krijgswapenen verloren gegaan? Luisteraars, dat is een vraag dat wij moeten antwoorden. Maar de Heere weet alles. De Heere onze God, Hij is een machtig God. Hij grapt niet. Hij doet de deur open. Hij doet de raam open. Hij doet de deur open of hij doet de raam dik. En hij maakt een deur dik en hij doet de raam open. En daarom, lieve luisteraars, blijven wij de Heere gehoorzaam zijn. En wij moeten niet praalziek zijn of met onze handen gaan werken op handen, maar de Heere weet alles. Daarom, lieve luisteraars, laten wij elkander lief hebben. Laten wij elkander bemoedigen met de woorden: als Jezus met ons wandelt, is ieder voetstap licht. Ik groet u allen. Dank u dat u meegelezen hebt. En met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene zou ik zeggen: de Heere zegene u rijkelijk. In Jezus' naam, amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel ook vannacht voor de bijdrage in de uitzending van Sifaya Radio. Wij wensen u een fijne, gezegende luistertijd toe. Verlaat u een goede nacht rust. En zo de Heer het leidt, tot morgen.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. En de groetjes aan zuster Marlene.
Dat zal ik doen, een beetje verkouden, ja. Maar het gaat wel.
Ja hoor.
Dag, zuster Marlene.
Ja, het zal gaan. Dag, broeder Cor. Goeienacht, rust.
Dank u wel.
Ja, dag, zuster Marlene.
Namens Marlene, groetjes.
Ja.
Openingsgebed en het Bijbelleesplan. Presentatie was in handen van zuster Emma. Wij gaan meteen door met de uitzending, namelijk met Pastor Samuel Lee van GCF Ministry met het gesproken woord in het Engels.
I don't hear you because of Jesus. And my message today is about Jesus. Sometimes we are so busy with so many things in the church, preach about so many things, we forget that the main reason why you and I are sitting here today is because of Jesus. And every one of you here today have your own story with Jesus. I have my own story with Jesus. You have your own story with Jesus. And we are here today because of one man. His name is Jesus. And we have to preach and teach and spread the message of Jesus to many people. Jesus is a great man. He was a king. Yet he had no palace. He was a king. Yet he didn't have any bodyguards. He was a king. Hey, he did not have an army to conquer nations. He was a king, yet he never touched sword. Are you listening? He was a king, but humble. Today's message is about a king, and his name is Jesus. And I'm going to teach to you today about the Godhood of Jesus, because we believe that Jesus is God. And we believe that Jesus is the image of God. And many times Christians are being asked, why you Christians believe that Jesus is God? Where is it written in the Bible? I will show you today. Please open with me the book of Colossians. Because today we are going to talk about a wonderful man. His name is Jesus. The book of Colossians, chapter 1. First of all, I want just to jump to the middle of jump to verse 6, and then we go further. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 6. People of God, please listen with your heart. Do not listen with your ears. Listen with your heart. I'm telling you, before you go out of this building today, something will happen in your heart. Don't listen with your mind. Listen with your heart. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, first I read from verse 6. He says that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood it. God's grace in all his truth. In other words, Apostle Paul is saying to the people of Colossians that the gospel of Jesus Christ is bearing fruit all over the world. When are we talking about? We are talking about the first century. Just after Jesus died, basically the entire known world already heard the gospel. Did they use sword? No. Did they use weapons? No. Did they go and kill people to make them a Christian? No. But the gospel was being heard. Hallelujah. Then we jump to verse 9. Let's go to verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, and think that this you is you today, okay? For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. God wants to fill you with the knowledge of his will. God has a will for your life, and he's not going to tell you, you know, at once. He will give it to you gradually. Listen, God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him. The job of a Christian is to live a life worthy of the Lord. Amen? Worthy of the Lord. And please him in every way. Not only to be a follower of Jesus on Sunday, but Monday you forget. On Sunday you are reminded again. No, he says to be a follower of Jesus and please him every day in every aspect of our lives. Let's go further. Bearing fruit in every good work. Anything that you do, you bear a good fruit. Is it a business? You bear a good fruit. Is it a job? You bear a good fruit. Is it a friendship? You bear a good fruit. Is it whatever you do it for God. We go further. Growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened in all with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. In other words, you believe in God and God will give you strength to be patient and endure. Not everything comes at once. Some things are coming to you gradually. But we go further. and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of life. Do you know that you have an inheritance? Not only from your father and mother, but you have an inheritance from God. Let's go further. That's not my message yet, but it's a good introduction to go there. Verse 13. For he, who is he? Come on, preach to me. Who is he? Jesus. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. In other words, my brothers and sisters, Father, God the Father, through his Son, rescued you from darkness into light. You are no more belonging to darkness. You are no more the children of darkness. I am no more a child of darkness. I belong to light. My light is Jesus. Are we listening? Okay, we go further. Verse 13, once again. For he has rescued us from dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, in whom we have forgiveness of sins. No matter what reckless life you have lived before, no matter what kind of living you had before, but once you are in Christ, your sins and my sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Now listen. Now here it comes. Our message is about Jesus. Verse 15. Do you have your Bibles with you today? All right. Verse 15. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. Now he is going to talk about Jesus. Look what he says. He is the image of the invisible God. Are you there? Look at this. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Hello, Jesus Christ did not only live 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is forever. He was before, he came 2,000 years ago, and he is still today. He said he is the image of the invisible God, the God that you cannot see, the God that you cannot touch. Jesus Christ became human 2,000 years ago here on earth to live with you and me, to touch you and to touch me. Oh my goodness. Verse 16, put it there. Look at this. For by him were all things created. My goodness. If Jesus was not God, how can he create? Hello. For by him were all things created. You are also created by him. Hallelujah. For by him were all things. Can somebody say all things? What does all things mean? The earth, the planet, the stars, the ground, the sea, the stone, the plastic, the oil, your heart, my eyes, my feet, your leg, my head, anything that you can imagine, all things are in heaven, were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. My goodness. This is the evidence that God, Jesus, is God. Are we listening? He was made everything, visible and invisible. In other words, let me tell you something visible. What is visible? This pulpit is visible. Your face is visible. God made you. You are beautiful because God made you. You don't need to change yourself. You don't need to decolor yourself. People, especially women, you want to lighten your skin. You don't need to lighten your skin. You are beautiful the way you are. White is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Asian is beautiful. African is beautiful. Everybody is beautiful because God made them. Hello. Hey. This is visible, isn't it? Touch your face. You see, it's visible, huh? When you look in mirror, you see yourself. It's visible. Amen. What is invisible? Love. Love is invisible in the beginning. Affection, feelings, spirit, heart. Hello. Jesus made it all. He is the creator of all. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go further. Verse 16 again. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were made by him and for him. He is before all things. Before all things. And in him all things hold together. My goodness. In him all things hold together. Do you know why your body is holding together? Your hand and leg. Of course we have biology. But it's because of Jesus. The whole earth is holding together because of Jesus. Listen with your heart, not with your brain. He says, all things hold together. Can you imagine? Can I tell you something? Can you imagine if God goes on strike for only 1 minute? My friend, the whole world will explode. There will be no gravity, you explode. There will be no sunshine, you die. Only imagine if God is fed up, God said, I'm fed up now, for 1 second I'm going on strike. If God goes 1 second on strike, the entire galaxicum will go fall apart. Why? Because he is the one who holds everything. He holds your family, he holds your life, he holds your health, he holds your business, he holds your emotions. Everything you can imagine, he holds. Hey. Verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the head. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Hey. In other words, he is the firstborn among the dead. What does it mean? Let me tell you. He is the first man who rise from the dead. He went into hell. Praise the Lord. Don't mind the child. You also cry like him before. You remember when Jesus died? Can I ask you something? When Jesus died, where did he go? He go to Hades for 3 days. What did he do then? He dismantled the power of the enemy. He rescued the dead. And he made a public display and disgrace of Satan. That's not my message. But he is the firstborn from the dead. Verse 19. For God was pleased to have all his fullness. Please, look at this. For God was pleased to have all his fullness. That means everything that God the Father is, he put in Jesus. That is why Jesus said, when you see me, you have seen the Father. Wow. And through him to reconcile to himself all things. Jesus came to reconcile all things to him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. In other words, the earth, the world was separated from God. But when Jesus died on the cross, he reconciled the world. He reconciled you. He reconciled me with the Father. My goodness. Are you getting it? Why? Verse 21. Read it there. Verse 21. Once you were alienated from God. In other words, once every one of you here today, you have a story, huh? Don't tell me you don't have a story. You have a story. I have my story. You have a story. And our story is we were alienated from God. We went our own way. We went our own roads. But through Jesus Christ, we are sitting together in this church. Because we love one man. His name is Jesus. Listen. For once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through the death to present you holy in his sight. Do you know? It doesn't matter how many sins you have done in your life. Do you know that? Father will no more see your sins. Are you listening today? But listen, he says he has done that. Look at verse 23. If you continue in your faith, it doesn't mean that, okay, Christ reconciled me, so he will cover me. So behind Christ, I can still do any bad things I can do because Christ has covered me. No, Christ does not work like that. He says if you continue, you begin and you end well. Hello? If you continue in your faith, established, firm, not moved from hope, held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature. That means animals, dogs, humans, mountains, birds, rivers, everything that has breath and no breath will serve the Lord. And of which I, Paul, have become a servant. In other words, listen carefully to me. In other words, hello? Christ is God. And Christ, God, became human to touch you and me. Let me give you an illustration. This is not my message yet. Wait, I'm coming. Many people cannot understand that Jesus is God. Let me give you an illustration for you to understand why we say God became man. Hello? About 20 years ago, there was a Korean man having a wife and a son. And the Korean man does not believe in God. He doesn't want to know God. But his wife is a very fanatic Christian. Just like some of you women who are very fanatic Christians. But you cannot get hold of your husbands. You know what I'm talking about. And this man, you know, he respects his wife. He says, no problem. You can go to your church and whatever, but don't push me into these things. And I cannot believe that Jesus is God. And there was one day, Christmas, and Christmas in Korea is very cold. It was about minus 20 or something. And the wife said, honey, let's go to church. He said, no, I don't go to church. You go to church with your child, with our child. I relax at home, drink some beer, enjoy myself, watch television. No problem. So the woman went to the church. And when he was sitting, relaxing on the couch, playing with his television remote control, sipping the channels, a beautiful bird came and sit in the balcony out of nowhere. But the bird was shivering. She had very cold, this bird. What did he do? He said, let me try. Maybe I can feed this bird. And the bird is not afraid. The bird is not going anywhere. So he go and open the balcony. He put some water for him to drink. The bird don't drink. Because it's cold. He wants to help him to come in. If he stay outside, the bird might die. Something like that. So what happened? He try everything to bring this bird inside. It's not working. Then he went and brought some, you know, something like birds eat, or bread or something. He put again in the balcony, tried to bring the bird inside. The bird is not going. Suddenly, he become angry and he said, hey, I wish I could speak bird language and to tell to this bird that if he stay there, he will die. And at that moment, when he said that, God spoke to his heart. And God said to him, you are that bird. But because I love you so much, I became like you. And I became a human being to come and tell you my love for you and my heart for you. And in that winter night, that man gave his life to Jesus Christ. And now he understood why God became human, just like he wanted to become a bird. Can you imagine this? This God, hello, hello, listen to me, please. Listen with your heart, because something will happen to you today. This God that we just read, that all things was made by him. He made it. He created. He is the supremest of the supremes. The highest intelligence. All his glory. All his power. He changed and became human. Just for you. Just for me. Just like you want to become a bird to help a bird. He left all his glory, all his power, all his splendor. He just became a human being, born from a virgin, and came to this world only because of you. Now, open with me the book of Romans, chapter 8. Please listen with your heart, not with your mind. The book of Romans, chapter 8. Somebody will be touched today. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Onward, we will read it. Verse by verse, I will explain. Listen, imagine this God, this great man. Sometimes we are so happy because we become friends with the president of a country or a president of a company. We are so proud of it. We make selfies. We put it on Facebook. Look, I have met the president of Philippines, or I met the president of America. We put it on Facebook. But do you know that the president of all presidents has left his life, has sacrificed his life to be your friend? Man! That Jesus, look what he says now. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This God that I'm talking about, this God, Jesus, he came to this world. Amen? Are you listening? So that all things, somebody say all things. What did he create? All things will work together. That means the heavens, earth, the stars, the United Nations, the governments, the dog, the cat, the animal, the whole thing will conspire together for the good to them that loves God. In other words, why do you worry so much when you go through problems in life? Because God will use everything and will turn it into a blessing in your life. Everything. Whether bad or good, whether lovely or not, God that I'm talking about, who left his life for you, will make sure, what? Will make sure that all things will work together for your benefit. My God, somebody praise the Lord. Who? Everything. Sometimes you say, oh, I took the wrong road. How many of you know how navigation works? Hello? Navigation. Do you know how navigation works? If you put navigation and he tell you go this direction, but sometimes you are talking to somebody, you forget to go that direction, you go totally a different direction, the navigation will still direct you to your destination. That is our God. No matter how many mistakes you have done, no matter how far you have gone, we have a God who will navigate you to your blessings. Hey, somebody say, I know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Hey. Let's go further. Let's go further. Verse 31. Let's go to verse 31. What then? Somebody say, what then? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hey! Are you there? What does he say? To these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? That God who left the heavens and earth, that God who died for you and me, that God, if he is with you, who can be against you? Nobody. No presidents, no high commissioners, no police, no government, no principality, no powers, no problems, no difficulties, no difficult boss who is harming you or pushing too much on you to work harder. Nothing in this world. He who has an ear, let him hear with his heart. Because many Christians, including myself and you, are worried every day. We are worried. Why we are worried? Because we have not understood the power of God. If God is with you, put your chest forward, put your head upward, because you are a child of Are you getting it? If you get it, don't worry. Don't worry. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, how will he not be also along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any change against those whom God has chosen? Who can bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Do you know that you are God's chosen people? Because you are chosen, you need to be arrogant with a big head as a vision. No, that's not what I'm talking about. God chose you. And since God chose you, and you that your heart is with God, do not allow anyone, and God will not allow anyone to bring any charge against you. Wow. That's why the Bible is so nice. Verse 32, 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? In other words, don't condemn people. It's God who will condemn. Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and also interceding for us. What does it mean? It means God at this moment intercedes for you. Do you know my intercession is not 24/7, because I'm also being, sometimes I say I'll for you. Honestly, maybe later I will forget. But Jesus will never forget. Jesus is 24/7. 24/7, he's interceding for you, man. He's interceding for your life. Some of us would have been already dead. God has already protected us from so many accidents. Even we might not know. He intercedes on us. He, on our behalf, he is in the presence of the Father and says, this is my son, this is your son, this is your daughter, this is your child. I may not allow Satan or anybody touch this. Listen with your heart. Listen with your heart. My goodness. Are we there? Wow. Let's read verse 35. Oh man, the Bible is a love letter. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, can they separate us from the love of God? Listen, that God who created the heavens and earth, that God that I read for you from the book of Colossians, that God humbled himself so much to die for you and me. And that love is unbuyable. You can't buy that love. He says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Listen, you may go far away, but he still loves you. He may not agree with what you are doing. He may not agree with your lifestyle. He may even not like the way you are living, but yet he still loves you. My God. Shall trouble, how many of you have troubles today? I'm telling you, half of you, or more than half. How many of you have hardships? Hey, many of you call me during the week, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I say, just 10 minutes ago, another person said the same thing. Persecution. Famine, hunger, nakedness, or danger. Sword. As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37. Listen. Verse 37. No. Let me read it from there. No. This translation is King James. I'm reading from NIV. But anyway, this is good. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. No, in all these things, you are more than conquerors. You will conquer hardship. You will conquer difficulties. You will conquer problems. You will conquer sickness. You will conquer cancer. You will conquer tumor. You will conquer the problems in your life because Jesus Christ will set you free. My God! Woo! Hey, no, he says, in all these things, we were more than a conqueror through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or devils, neither the present or future, nor any power, neither high nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow! Can you imagine how much he loves you? Nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able, somebody say able, is able, he cannot, to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ. No one has a greater love than this, than give his own life to his friends. Do you know how important you are? Can you not see how much value you have for Jesus? The king who had no palace loves you. Man. The greatest love story ever is his love for you. Do not worry. Do not think too hard. Just give yourself to God. Give yourself to God. The image of the invisible God. And when he died on the cross, what did he say? He said, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait until I will send my spirit. And when he went to the Father, he did not leave you here as orphans. He just poured his spirit. and you and touch you and change you. God. No one can separate you from the love that is in Jesus Christ. Will you stand up on your feet?
And it was Pastor Samuel Lee Medetka's spoken word. En tot slot van de uitzending. Dit nummer gaat uit naar iedereen. God houdt van alle mensen. Ook u die voor het eerst luistert.
Hij zei, ik weet, het is niet zo bedoeld. Dat je als man iets voor mannen voelt. Ik weet dat God alles van ons kent. Zo hij haten als je homo bent. God houdt van alle mensen. Klein zijn of groot. Of ze hetero zijn of homo. Een Arabier of Jood. We zijn allemaal verschillend. We zijn allemaal apart. Maar voor een ieder is een plaatsje in Gods grote vaderhart. Ze was wat anders. Op school gepest. Ze was vaak in zichzelf gekeerd. En ze vroeg zich af, wat doe ik toch verkeerd? God houdt van alle mensen.
En met dit nummer zoals aangekondigd gaan wij eruit.
Of ze hetero zijn of homo.
Stefan Radio dankt iedereen voor het luisteren. Een goede nacht rust en zo de Heer het leidt. Tot morgennacht. Van Studio 7, dag allemaal.
We zijn allemaal.